And start with an abridged land acknowledgement that we are in the land of the Mi'kmaq and, for instance, time immemorial, and we are working towards reconciliation with our Native people. So I would accept a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
So moved by...
Sorry, yep.
Seconded? You guys are faster than I am.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Get that card?
Yeah.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Compromise. Motion carried. Okay, the minutes of the January 16th meeting have just been circulated. And I have them with you. Take a moment to go through.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from January 16th,
yep,
as presented.
Thank you. It's been so moved.
I have a question before that. Can I motion, and because I know I'm on another committee that I'm not allowed to motion, or I'm not allowed to vote or anything like that. Am I allowed to?
You're on.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you were there. So
yeah, I know, but I am in one committee as a council member, and I'm just there.
You're a voting member.
Yeah.
You're a full board member.
Yeah.
No.
You can yell,
you're
scream, jump up and
down. That's what I'm going to do.
There
I'm
you go.
Second.
Yeah, now you're on the board.
Seconded by Sue. Councilor Cashin. Okay, any discussion on the motion to approve the minutes of January 16th? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded, motion carried. Okay, next order of business is financial update, and that has been circulated. Anybody have any questions about the 2-3 pages that have been?
The grants overview is the enormous sheet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you lead us through it, Laura, if you don't mind. Financial report?
The financial report just gives you the percentages of the year spent. Carly, did you have any notes on that or anything? No, it's pretty much on.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
So I have a question. Mm-hmm. Well, the books and audio.
No, we're here.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No questions on that.
Yeah. That is called the financial report.
Okay. So report.
Okay, you're good on that?
I am.
All right.
Does anybody have any other questions? No.
Okay. The income statement.
This one.
Okay. That is. There's lots to say about that. Carly, did you have your notes or anything? Not with me. Essentially, I'll give you kind of like a big picture where we're at the situation. The building has had unbudgeted expenses, first of which was the assessment. The tendering documents, which was decided pre-election, I believe.
Sure.
And the auditor had advised, okay, you're doing this contract with the state, and just go over in this situation, because I was like doing a board motion to use savings or whatever. He's like, no, just go over. So we had the engineering firm relationship, and then we've also had the mold assessment with Alltech. That was unbudgeted and unplanned. And then we've had several furnace repairs that were certainly unplanned. And then we've had some extra vehicle expenses budgeted. The older vehicle needed to be repaired. We had a new vehicle picked up. So that increased our insurance. We had some occupational health and safety purchases that had to be made. And so we feel that we can't quite shake it out at this point, that we're likely to, the first time in my tenure here, to be over.
Potentially.
Potentially.
Still got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in an effort to sort of mitigate things a little bit, we've frozen spending for the rest of March. Because we are kind of on the wire, but like books and stuff are pre-ordered, so we can't control some of that. And I don't think it's an issue, like we don't owe anyone any money or there's no sort of problems paying for anything. It's more just how it's going to shake out is hard to say because the audited statements are so different than a cash position, right? But there was a lot going on you know, both with the facility. And we also have the option, and we'll discuss it with the auditors during the audit, which usually, in fact, we have to get a date from
them. Yeah, we haven't had a date.
Yeah, but it usually is happening in week, late April, May kind of early May kind of time frame. We may have to expense some of these facility-related things to our facilities grant.
The $250,000?
Yeah, and the only problem doing that is you're then dropping what you have to spend for a building project, but we'll get into that later. So did you have any specific kind of questions?
So just now that you brought that up, so that might be our saving.
Yes,
that,
yes.
For some of it, we can't.
For some of it.
OH&S stuff can't be attributed to that.
No.
Or the vehicle repair.
No. But that may mitigate the situation.
The mold and
The mold and the engineering costs. Right. And we, I think those are the two large ones. And the furniture, I mean, even the furniture repairs would be reasonable. It's just a question of we need to determine our direction with that, the building, and kind of act accordingly and see how the auditor feels about it. The province, I did meet with them, and they are, obviously I briefed them on the new information regarding the mold and the situation, and they're certainly supportive of whatever we ultimately decide or need to do in relation to the situation, because it is new information.
Yeah, but they didn't give us any more money.
No, of course not.
Did they say take it out of the 250?
No, they're just open to us doing that if we
have to.
And they kind of expected that we maybe had to, so that was, I was like, well, not yet, right? Because we can transfer expenses as part of the audit process to the grant. So that's where we're kind of.
Okay, my question was about books and audio. We were supposed to, it was $55,000 in budget, we spent $32,000. So is that a cut in ordering, or is there some on the way?
Well, this is to the end of January. So we have February. Oh. Is it, I'm correct on that, aren't I, Carlos?
Yeah, so we still have February, March.
Oh, I saw 331.
Yeah.
And then also, like you can see, there's downloadable audio in the book, so that's $14,221. So we just paid that invoice, that's for Overdrive.
Okay.
Yeah, so we just paid that in February, so that'll be on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and you can see too that we're very close on our digital subscription, which includes our Coupla service, and we're going to be very tight on that budget line as well. Our biggest, since you have brought it up, our biggest sort of potential area that we might have to cut from would be our core service of books, right? So $55,000 is obviously not very much to cut from.
Yeah.
Right? You know, so it's definitely a problem.
Could I ask what percentage of books we order that are large print? Because given our population is,
you know, with
older.
Large print, typically our practice has been to order everything we can find in large print.
Oh.
The reason being that it only for sure, and we do have this. You know, it's both accessible. So, like anyone with a print visual disability, often your condition would. Utilize it quite frequently, and then seniors often enjoy it because it's easier reading.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The problem is like what is actually available for purchase. Yeah.
So the publishers aren't caught up with the baby boomer generation.
Well, I guess it's like you set it in a different type, or you do something to it digitally different, and it's more expensive than regular print. And typically, the audience would be like a library.
Are they more expensive?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. They're thicker, and it's, you know, it's a larger.
You're going to get a lot less words on the page.
True.
Yeah.
But you think that they'd be more open to that, where, the seniors were the ones that were into the books. More than the younger generation.
Yeah,
before.
And I think that's something that people don't really understand, is that it's hard to find.
That just kind of baffles me, like you say, not knowing.
And a lot of seniors are reading very, like, they want new. I mean, everybody who's using modern wants like current print.
Sure.
You know, so we are trying to buy. I certainly will take the note to our director of collections and just say, like, you know, this is a concern, obviously, and see if there's some research you might be able to do to find more suppliers.
Okay.
But do you guys get a lot of demand for large print?
It's a bottomless pit.
Like, sorry. Okay.
Oh, yeah. You can. If you have more, you will move more. Part of our difficulty, though, is because it goes online and our users are often offline, particularly that segment of seniors, if somebody's not placing the holds for them, they may miss out or have to wait. And other more digitally savvy
seniors,
yeah,
communities or whatever areas of the province can
swoop in.
Yeah. So
put the same page.
Yeah, it'll go somewhere very quickly. Mm-hmm. So it's without a doubt very popular.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other sort of, I mean, just to prepare you, it's likely to be very close in terms of the audit, which is not a problem. I mean, we've been under it for years, and all of that seems to be
magical. And the big reserve we have.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, generous reserve of 60,000, maybe.
A world of that, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, bad joke.
Yeah.
But everybody laughed.
Huh? Yeah, it must be.
Well, it's gallows humor. Okay, so the grants overview, the ridiculously large document, which is no way you can read it. We have updated this, and you know we won't review these all the time because it's not that interesting. But
we did highlight one with strategic plan. That's coming up later.
No, we're going to discuss that,
okay.
I'm sure.
Okay.
And the capital facility grant. We have an extension on that grant until December 31st, 2025, so we do have the rest of the year. The food security grant is supposed to finish in June, so Michelle and I are, and Carly and I are going through that to see what spending we have left. Our biggest problem with the food security is the installation of fridges or pantries is really not possible. Our locations are so small and kind of overwhelmed already with the community well-being products that we're sort of struggling with that. So we have to come to some conclusions as to what we can fit for like food giveaways. We have done a lot of like giving away cards at events and things like you know, grocery cards and working with other partners that distribute food. I know the seed libraries are extremely popular, so Michelle's been advocating strongly for like a big order of seeds so we can kind of give those out as part of like activities for kids,
sure,
and summer sort of things. And so we're just looking at how much we can afford to buy in that. And we are also looking at more collection from that funding, food related, all ages kind of, you know, whatever is appropriate, cookbooks and so on, just partially because we need the collection funds, clearly, and to make a lasting service difference. So we're still working on that, but the big thing will be the seed libraries and how much we can afford there. Right now she's got an order for 8,000 and we're just seeing if it's possible.
There was a group in Hawkesbury, this weekend, giving food away. They are from the Valley, they're doing provincial-wide.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Michelle,
yes.
Scrape,
something like that.
I missed it. She probably knows about it.
Okay. And then they have. There's the food hub that came right.
Can I mention something here?
Yep.
In Guysborough, on that, it may be something that's already clear that you're talking about there. It's called Square Roots.
That's the one.
Yeah.
So we have that in Guysborough as well. It runs at the kids' first out of the fire hall. And so it's not completely free, but it's less than half the price of anything in the store.
Wow.
So they get products from either wholesalers or directly from farmers in the valley. And it's every other week, and you put an order in the week before, and then you go and pick up your groceries. So I know I've gone and bought Honey Crisp apples for $1.50 a pound, where they're almost $4 in the grocery store.
Yeah.
So that's what it is, and it's a program that started out of St. Mary's University in Halifax, and first it was just in the metro area, and now that it was in Pictou County, I think Guysborough was next, and it sounds like you've got it down for upstairs.
Great.
It would be nice if they came down our way.
Mm-hmm. It's a great, it's...
Oh, they've got to find somebody who will volunteer to run it.
Oh, I know a guy who's on every board.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah. The VON just rented the basement of the seniors club in St. Peter's, and they're going to be running meals, frozen meals, for like $5.
Oh, good.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they're looking for people. Yeah. And there's selection, and it's delivered to your door.
And not bad, because when I had COVID, I ate those for like a month.
Oh, yeah. Well, certainly if anyone has any contacts, feel free to forward them to me. I'll pass them along to Michelle, just because there may be some partnership opportunities there, and we should sort of gather a database of, you know, more information, the better.
Yeah, like you say, it's not easy when you're talking food. I mean, non-perishable is one thing, but...
Yeah, and that's what we focused on in ranches and things that are packaged and, you know, make sure it's all safe in terms of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we donate to the food pantry up here. It's the same thing. And then a lot of times, like Easter, Christmas, stuff like that, you throw the gift cards in. Just buy the gift cards so people can buy the non-perishable.
Yeah, and I mean, it gives you the opportunity to buy what your family likes so on. And it's empowering rather than...
You don't want to buy a bunch of food and you're sitting there and then all of a sudden it spoils.
And now you have to put the Canadian versus USA hat on.
That's what they did this year in Guysborough for the first time, the food bank.
Yeah.
They gave the gift card instead of buying the turkey. Yeah. Yeah. I always bought the turkey, but this time it's like gift card.
It's a lot easier for people.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what size turkey or what size family. Exactly. I mean, and maybe kids don't, maybe some of them don't like turkey. Maybe they want a ham or whatnot.
Some folks could be in, you know, they can't afford a celebratory meal and they're looking for regular groceries. And,
buy spaghetti.
No.
I was just for reference and transparency for what's going on financially.
Okay, where do you get paper this size?
It's
big tree.
To you about your paper budget.
Paperless, fine. We'll be here with the iPads.
Yeah.
So, the Human Resources Committee.
So we have some issues to discuss that concern personnel. So we should go in camera for that.
And that means I'll move.
Move in camera, second later on.
Okay. She wrote it down. Oh, sure. Yeah, so we can't make any motions in camera, that's right.
Right.
We can come out. Okay. So for both of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The first one is just.
Okay, it's been. Sorry.
Yeah.
Are we going to accept the motion to appoint a director communication and engagement position?
To approve the director of communication engagement proposal. Sorry.
Okay.
So moved by Ron, seconded by James. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded, motion carried. Second one is for ECRL Director's Compensation Review Proposal. Would there be a motion on the floor to proceed with that?
I'll do it before Ron does.
Thank
you. All right, I was waiting. I think there's nothing else to do.
Second by Lois Ann.
There we go.
Lois Ann seconded
that? Yes.
Yeah.
It's the second one she's seconding. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary-minded, motion carried. Great. CAO report. CEO. CAO.
Yeah, sorry.
It's in your package.
It is. I am sorry
about that. It's thick, though.
It's like a novel. I am sorry that took so long, but I really have had a struggle distilling things down because there's been so much happening. And actually, it does remind me.
Accessibility plan.
Yeah, the accessibility plan approval. So the first section is about the accessibility plan. It is ready for approval by the board, as we do need to get it in place for April.
I have a question.
April 1.
Yeah, I will.
Does it include, I didn't read the whole thing. Does it include racism? Like the province wants them to include things like that.
Equity, diversity, and inclusion, I guess, with EDIA.
Here, do this. Yep. We want this done. You have to do it. We're not giving you anything to get it done.
Yeah, perhaps you'll be funded.
I would say yes. Equity, diversity, inclusion is
that in there?
Is in there.
That's all I need to know.
That is definitely.
We just went through ours.
Part of the certainly the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, the approach. And it will involve us. We'll be forming our own local committee because the pan-provincial committee is disbanding, which is unfortunate in some ways, but practical in others. And Michelle will be lead on forming our own local group. So I'm sure you'll hear about that as it progresses, but it is kind of like an expansion of work, something that was already challenging due to our funding situation.
So we want a motion to approve this?
I do, please.
Lois Ann, would you like to make a motion to approve the accessibility report?
Area plan.
Plan?
Oh, we've lost you.
Lost your voice.
Oh.
Put your hand up if you're...
Can you hear us? There. Yeah, okay. So moved. Seconded?
Awesome.
Seconded by Susan. That the accessibility plan be approved as presented.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Concord minor. Motion carried. Okay. Reorganization?
No. Yes.
Strategic plan.
Yeah, I mean, you can read through this on your own.
Sure, you highlight what you think.
Yeah, in terms of the regional office facility, we have that as a discussion listed separately. In terms of, we should discuss the strategic planning. We have a grant for strategic planning in that process.
Last page.
Yeah, last page. So we have a grant for strategic planning and community engagement. The municipal units are currently being contacted for engagement. And this is where we're at. We are completing our business relationship with ATN, the consulting company, after they complete the municipal engagement. So we can't really discuss this unless we go in camera for more detail.
Wait till they get back.
Yeah, I mean, we can wait till next meeting when we get the municipal engagement for sort of a larger discussion on it. But there have been difficulties.
That's enough said.
Yeah. So that was something I wanted to highlight, but I think that's a good idea to circle back to it at the next meeting when we have more information.
That's my agenda, so I don't know where we're going next.
Oh, that's all right. So terrible. Here we go. I can't find anything but piles of paper. Okay. So now the other section of the CEO report that is important is the regional office facility information.
Second page.
Yes, page two. So that's obviously very lengthy, and you have been updated on some of this.
The furnace.
The mold.
The vine.
The vines. Yes, we have played a game of find the vines in the basement and found several. System Care was here this morning to provide us with a quote about the vine. The engineering firm would like us to get the insulation and whatever is around where the vines are coming in so they can better see the cracks in the foundation. We also have...
But I looked at the vine.
Yeah, you looked at
it. And I'm a plant scientist.
You are.
Yeah, so they're very small.
They are.
So it's probably coming in the sill.
Yeah, between the foundation.
Yeah,
and I would agree with that because it's all around the windows that are leaking.
Yeah, so yeah. I would expect that it wouldn't be a big repair.
Tuba
caulking.
Hope you're right.
Okay.
But they have suggested this. We'll get the quote. And part of that process also involves testing for asbestos, which they would need to do anyway for the mold abatement. Now, apparently, this is required for the mold abatement work. So he's going to take samples. I can't confirm 100%, but and send them off. It's only a couple hundred bucks. There's no, he explained it. He said mold is actually worse in terms of control. Like asbestos is only a problem if you make it airborne. So, like if you know, do something and put particles into the air. So, but you do have to check for safety.
Mold. Okay.
Yeah, asbestos. So, that is
when is this building built? 76?
Before I was born.
Before. Okay. I didn't ask that.
72, I thought.
I mean, built when asbestos was still being used.
Yeah, 72. The insurance adjuster that came for the water damage / mold investigation, he said casually that it's likely there's asbestos in the tiles or something that you'll need to. So.
That gets expensive.
What?
Yeah. So that's new information, and you know, obviously that is challenging. So we're gathering that information. We haven't heard back from the insurance company because he is working with System Care as well. So who knows where that will go? The furnace is a citrus
fruit.
Before
you leave that,
yeah.
I see in that first paragraph, the bottom, the basement portion of the HVAC system was unplugged.
Yes, and what we pieced together from that, we've had all these contractors on site. We believe that one of the contractors came in, saw it wasn't working correctly, unplugged it, but didn't say, I'm unplugging this for this reason, and you should get it repaired by these guys. And then another contractor came in and said, this is unplugged for some unknown reason, you should plug it back in.
Yeah.
So they plugged it back in, but this morning, I don't know if I can describe this without Michelle, they discovered it wasn't working right, it was making some weird sound. I know what it was. It's trying to start and not being able to start. And that was what they noticed when they unplugged it, and now we unplugged it again because it's not working. We don't know who to get it fixed by yet because this was new information this morning.
So is this part of this system?
No, it's downstairs.
But it's not part of this here new
one? Oh, I have no idea,
oh, okay.
My friend. The holistic understanding of what works with what is what Michelle and I have been trying to put together. Michelle's been researching and finding manuals online, but there's like several digital control panels, several analog control panels. There's no master control. And when we got the HVAC system done, the employee that we had at the time, we didn't know enough to go, okay, someone explain it to this, how this all works, and we're gonna put it and write it down. And so we need to pursue the repair, obviously.
Yeah.
And we're trying to piece together this holistic.
Okay. No, I was just thinking because if that was unplugged, you probably would have, if it had been plugged, it worked properly, then you wouldn't have had the mold problem. But, but even at some point in time, you probably would have had something.
Well, so we didn't have the furnace when the mold problem developed, so we would have, right?
Yeah.
That was the real issue,
heat. But, HVAC is going to pull that moisture out of there, so.
All the perfect storm.
Yeah, exactly.
Unfortunately.
Okay, no, that was just my question.
Is it Johnson Controls? Who looks after you? There's two guys from home. Okay, sorry.
I'll go back to the engineering firm and see what they say. And so we have a $5,000 deductible. We're waiting on the insurance information. We're waiting on quotes from System Care. I have discussed the situation with the province, just updating them on the mold and et cetera. We did get the quotes on that. I probably believe we shouldn't discuss that too much, but because these are currently,
these here.
Yeah, the LMW and stuff, and really we're holding off on them, seriously considering them because we don't know what the funding is for the budget, right?
These two. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. What it looks like to me is that you cannot afford to operate a building properly, and I would unequivocally recommend to the board that we find a commercial real estate agent and start finding out information from them about.
Should this be in camera?
I don't know. Okay. Your decision, my friends. It's not a secret if we put it for sale, right? And whatever you like to do there.
Well, start the process, I guess, but it's a little, long one.
Yeah.
See, the problem is I'm just going to say the provincial budget that every library gets, we're the only library system in the province that has its own building. All the other libraries are either in a leased space or a municipal space. We're the only one that has its own headquarters. So there's no line in the budget that comes from the province to do anything with this building. And that's why it's kind of gone downhill. They gave us $250,000 last year because we need it really bad. And
we do need it.
Yeah, and we haven't spent it yet, but it's not enough.
Sorry. No, my love is a...
If you want to get,
maybe
good to go again.
Yeah, because I know even with us in the sale of municipal properties, it's an in-camera in-camera event just to be sure, just to cover behind.
Yeah.
So
we don't panic.
Yeah.
Motion
to go on camera. So moved by Mayor Ron, seconded by.
Okay.
Thank you, Los Angeles. Out of camera. Thank you, Louise Ann. Okay, so we are going to make a motion to direct the CEO to contact a commercial lender?
Real estate agent?
Yeah.
And investigate.
And investigate the possibilities of boards moving.
I can make that motion.
Okay, Susan made it.
All right, second it.
Ron seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Signify by saying aye. Thank you, Lois Ann. Country minded, motion carried. Okay, well, I hope that Mulgrave doesn't freak.
I'm going to change the rezoning. It'll be money in the box with the town. So.
I suppose to that.
More than you get now.
That's right.
Yeah. You have been very generous. Okay, so that's really it for me.
Okay, thank you. Next is regional office facility planning discussion.
Which we have tagged.
Okay. Yeah. Library reports. Anything from Sherbrooke to say?
There is a library.
Okay, next.
I had a muffin there last month.
Oh,
good.
See, they have a kitchen?
No, they have senior socials.
Oh, great.
Probably attended.
Nice space.
There were three of us.
Yeah, very good.
All seniors? You didn't check IDs, yeah.
You don't?
No.
It's. I think it's improper to card.
Yeah.
St. Peter's?
St. Peter's. I was there yesterday. The all the studs are in for the library, for the bathrooms, for the gym.
Exciting.
They had a loading dock for tractor trailers that went up and down. They tore all out. They poured the 4 foot thick pieces fill it in. They leveled the floor, the library floor. They poured cement all over the library because they couldn't get all the tiles off. So they just said, "Nah, heck with this." They just leveled it.
Oh, good.
Electricians hooked heat's in there.
Great.
Yep. They're saying they're going to be in and finished by the end of the month, and we're all like, "Are you crazy? No way."
Yeah.
Ambitious.
But it's going on. It's the engineering firm that the village hired.
You shouldn't say that.
I should not. Anyway, they had a few problems.
Yeah, difficulties.
Yeah. Okay, Lois Ann, do you have anything extra? No? Okay, thank you. Well, I accept the motion to adjourn. Sorry?
Not that I know of. I guess just, I'm mostly only ever for the Guys Grow branch here, so occasionally in Sherbrooke. But I think, I know I'd speak personally that they put, Carmen's always putting up good decorations up at the branch here in Guys
Grow. Great. She loves a good display.
And I've got all kinds of stuff up for
St.
Patty's, so.
Okay.
Super. Good to hear. Good to hear.
I was intimate, Carmen. Yeah. I just know a few around guys, but I'm waiting to introduce myself.
Oh, great. Okay.
And Carol did as a member.
Yeah.
Some of the next stuff.
Do you have any suggestions? Can you say this around the table? No, she didn't? Okay.
Yeah. It was the book signing going on.
Oh,
that's
exciting.
Oh, which one? Sorry. How did Chet Camp go on Saturday?
It went very well, and in fact, you will have a report on that. I was ill, so I could not attend, but Michelle went up, and they had a good crowd. There were two different story times, one in French and one in English, and I think it was thoroughly enjoyed at all, but we're getting that
detail. Did the VMLA speak?
Did
she say?
Yeah.
New MLA is
closed. Enclosed?
Was the door
fixed? They have actually put in for grants to get some of the accessibility repairs, including the accessibility door, so hopefully that comes through.
That'll make Claude very happy.
Yes, it will. And so that went very well. I have been successful in getting provincial approval for the installation of our own connection at our Mavu location. The Alexander Public Library in the Albany County.
Installation of what?
Internet.
Oh, okay.
We've had some problems because we're currently on the school internet and they're filtering, but the province has approved starting for April our own individual service, which will make all parties concerned very happy and the community quite happy because they'll be able to do what they need because now
it's instead of going through school.
A lot of things are blocked in terms of the school setup because they have to. So it's not a really great fit for public library service, but it'll be a big service improvement when that goes through. So I just heard about that today, so that's very exciting.
Okay.
And they are able to approve the internet as well for the new Waikokuma location starting later in the year. So that is also exciting. So was a bit of good
news. What is the status of the White Kagama?
As far as I know, it's going ahead.
Okay.
I'm meeting with the we have a weekly check-in meeting with the municipality, Morgan and I. So, I mean, it's in the budget. I think all these things obviously are everybody's budget process, but it is in the budget. And we assume it's on track.
And we are hiring staff.
Yes, we will be hiring staff. Who is paying them directly is still one of the issues to be worked out. They may be a municipal employee that's seconded to the library and they deal with it, or it may be a transfer of funds to us.
Okay.
And that's part of, I would advise that the written agreement and set be prioritized with the municipality, and I have been advocating for that.
Yes.
It's important to get the written agreements in place before we get too far down the road. They're also really going to have to be clear with our financial situation that it really is them funding it. Like, they're not, you know, like, we have nothing other than what we agreed to initially contribute to it, really. And it's quite a lot, right?
So this will be the first time that a municipality is paying staff for the library?
Yes, they are completely funded.
They want it that bad that they are willing to go and pay.
We should say it's the first time. Sherbrooke actually took the lead on that in terms of financing
the
extra
hours. And Halifax does it by hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, so it's...
Their budget's a little bit higher.
They have a bit of more of a tax base.
Do you think?
So that's all seemingly...
It's good.
Is the Wi-Fi router for the St. Peter's Library in the plans?
No, Maggie did clarify that. So what's going to have to happen is when the location is approved by the municipality and all the details are worked out,
we will then
have to hire our contractor to install the Wi-Fi extender.
Okay.
I did speak with our IT contractor about this, and they can probably do that for us.
Without ripping the place apart after it's just
open. It'll be like a pole on the outside of the building. And
I'm
then
just thinking wiring inside.
Well, I hope that's correct.
Yeah, so too.
I hate to see it all thrown apart.
Yeah, these specifications, like...
We went there last night at the gym and said we need pot lights over our sign. Oh, it's not in the plan. I said, no, that's why I'm here now. So while electrician's on site, no, we'll do it later because he's really expensive. So we'll do it after it opens. A change order is really expensive.
So when you're already there.
We'll get a local guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we'll see how that goes, but we are going to have to do work on that because it was missed from the...